So I'm here with Simon Whitehouse from Birmingham City Council. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
We're at Making a Difference with Data. What have you made of this morning's talks?
Oh, now there's a question. I found them very interesting, found them quite stimulating. I think for different reasons, it was good to see people coming with their experiences across different sectors.
Mm-hmm.
So talking about whether it's housing, whether it's education,
mm-hmm.
and it's interesting because people were giving different views and had different attitudes towards their own area.
Mm.
I'm not articulating that particularly well.
A second. Well, I mean,
I wouldn't use that.
Well, what story stood out for you, really?
I was interested in the approach by Ema from the London Data Store. She said that what they did was get developers in the room and ask them what was the data they wanted, and they said they wanted crime and they wanted transport, and that's really interesting because obviously they've made applications, especially out of transport. We know there's quite a lot of transport apps made around the London Data Store, whether that's the Boris Bikes, whether that's the tube train mashup that Matthew Somerville did. And it's an interesting approach to take because you're asking the people who are going to build the applications and then getting the data as a result of it.
Yeah.
And there's a really nice feedback loop there because people within the public sector will see that their data is actually being used, and certainly with the transport data, it's being used for something that's fairly non-controversial.
Mm.
Controversial. Where our question is, if we do things like that, then we tend to get the simpler and less complex data that a local authority has, and not the more complicated stuff around health, social care, deprivation, economy, that are all a lot more difficult to try and extract meaning from than trying to build something that shows where people are moving about a city.
Okay. And another thing that was mentioned this morning quite repeatedly was the Birmingham Civic Dashboard. So you just want to talk about that?
Yes. We got some funding from Nesta to create the Civic Dashboard. That was based on a proposal that Mudlark, the local digital small medium enterprise, came to us with.
Mm.
And what we're doing is we're taking a daily report from the city's contact centre. So when people phone, email, go on the web and request a service, then that's going to be sent daily. And that will then be represented on a website. What that will give you is a visualisation. It will allow you to see the change over time of the sort of calls that are coming in. It will show you the calls on a map, so you'll be able to drill down to your constituency and ward level and see the sort of calls that are coming in your area. And there's something else that I've completely forgotten what it'll do.
But something special.
Something special. It's the whole crux of the thing. It is the whole crux of the thing because, as well as just having a visualisation, there'll be the ability to comment and discuss.
Mm.
So you'll be able to go on there and extract meaning and talk about what it means. So you can go in there and say what it means to you, or ask about why these services are being provided or the way in which they're being provided. And typically, what's happened when I've showed the prototype to people is that it's generating a desire for more data.
Mm.
So for instance, if you see that there are lots of housing repairs in one area of the city, then the most obvious thing that you want to know is, well, what's the spread of social housing across the city?
Mm.
Because knowing that Hodgehill has a high level of housing repairs isn't all that meaningful unless you know what proportion of the city's social housing is in that area.
Yeah, and who's responsible for putting them right, basically.
Yes, that would be good as well, yes.
Okay, so, I mean, what issues did you face when trying to get this data opened up and pushing this project forward? Did you face any hurdles, really, in getting this data released? Or
We very, very quickly got the agreement from the local authority, from within our own organisation, that we will be able to do this on the agreement is based on the fact that we are not releasing any private data, so you can't drill down and see Mr.
The
Smith, age 80 years
old,
has got his back window smashed. You're not going to see that.
Yeah.
What you will see is non-personal and aggregated data.
Mm.
So once that had been clarified, then the principle of doing it was fine, because there's not a great... The city have already invested lots and lots of money in the contact centre and in pushing people to make the calls through the contact centre. So what we're really doing is spending a small amount of money to leverage some additional benefits from it by having the website. So that in itself wasn't a great challenge. It's taking quite a long time to get the report out at the moment, because our service providers need some time in order to actually generate the report, test it, and then make sure that they've got it transferred. So that's where we are at the moment, and we're hoping that in the next couple of weeks that will be resolved. We'll start getting the tap turned on, and then we're looking at maybe one more week just to make sure that on a daily basis that it's working, that we can process the data as it comes, and that it starts to have some meaning, so that we can look at it over time.
Okay, and when's the Civic Dashboard going to be launched?
Well, it needs to be launched by sometime in early April at the very latest.
Okay, all right, well, best
of
luck.
Me making a commitment there, isn't it? Thank
you
very much.
You said
that.
It on the internet.
I said
it
on the internet,
happen.
So it must be true.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, thank you very much.
Cheers.